If you're looking for understanding on what it is God is doing in Israel, if you're looking to get context and go beyond the headlines, if you are a believer that God's people reside in Israel, that God's eye is on his people in Jerusalem, you're in the right place. I am here and I am on assignment today to give you some understanding through what the Lord has been speaking to me over the past year. And God wants you to pray. God wants you to be encouraged. God wants you to know the redemptive plan. That's what I kept hearing this morning. If you want to know the redemptive plan of God for Israel in the midst of a war, you're in the right place. I'm going to pray briefly, and then I'm going to get into what God has been sharing with me since April of 2022. Father, in the name of the Lord, we are just honored to be in your presence, God. I pray for your communion with us. I pray for the dew of heaven, the light, gentle presence of Holy Spirit to touch us and reside here now, God. I pray now you take over my mind and my mouth that I might minister your word and comfort your people, exhorting them as well. In the name of Jesus, amen. It really is a time to be encouraged because one thing we see in scripture is God moves through war. God moves through disease. God moves through calamity. God is a God who has a plan. And so the encouragement first for you is God is not undone. God is not surprised. God is intricately involved in what's going on. And yes, you need to have your eyes on Israel. If you've been feeling in your spirit that you need to be praying, you need to be praying. If you've been feeling in your spirit, you just need to be aware and staying up to date, then please lean in on this. This is a turning point. I'm hearing that right now. This is a turning point in world history, which I'm going to get into much deeper in just a little bit. So if you hang on, I'm going to share with you what the Lord spoke to me in November of 2022 about what he was going to do in Israel. But first, I want to just share with you April of 2022. So let's go back to spring of 2022. The Lord spoke into my spirit, peace in Jerusalem. And I released this prophetic word. You can actually go into our archives. We had a prayer time online for Jerusalem. And I knew it was the Lord sharing his heart. His heart is for Jerusalem to be at peace. However, God allows certain things to happen. So it's not that God is saying, because there's war going on now between Hamas and Israel, that this is not part of his plan. This is part of his plan, but his ultimate goal is shalom in Israel. We know the word of God says that we should pray for peace in Jerusalem. And it says, may they prosper who love you. And the heart of God is the love that he has for Israel. And so you need to pray and ask the Lord to give you a love for Israel. It's a place where the Lord decided to put his presence. He chose Abraham. Come on. He chose a certain people to carry his glory. There is a special anointing on Israel. It's a special place in the earth. And so I believe we need to be praying with love for the peace in Jerusalem. So I saw that. I actually heard the Lord speak that into my spirit. That was April 26th of 2022. And so I knew that God was speaking to me, and I was seeing in the natural what we've all been seeing. There were these disparate and seemingly unconnected random terrorist attacks where people were committing suicide bombings or these very random shootings in public spaces. And these attacks were ramping up in intensity, and they were ramping up in their timing. And it was the most violence on Israeli soil they had seen in 7 years. 2022, it was 6 years, 7 years now, because it was 2016, the last time that Israel was seeing such a heightened level of attack with regard to suicide bombers and terrorism. And so the Lord began to minister to me in November of 2022 about what was going on in Israel. So I'm going to share with you what I saw first. The first thing I saw was on November 23rd, and I have my notes with me. I was in prayer that night and I had a vision. And in this vision, I saw bombs exploding in Israel. I did not see where they were coming from, but I knew that Israel was under attack. And I knew the Lord was sharing with me something that was going to happen. And this is what I wrote down. Bombs exploding in Israel, multiple attacks, a continuation of violence. And it is a call to prayer. So as we were seeing disparate and not very coordinated individual terrorist attacks, the Lord took me into a vision and showed me bombs in Israel, explosions, and I saw destruction. I saw buildings destroyed. I saw cars that were destroyed in this vision. And so as you can imagine, it was a moment of awe and shock for me as I prayed into that. And then that night, on November 24th, the next morning, I woke up early and I saw angels who were responsible for doors over cities. This is a word you can go back and look at our archives and hear what the Lord was saying about what was going on in Jerusalem as well as other cities. And what I saw specifically in Jerusalem, Jerusalem was the only city that I specifically knew God was identifying with regard to doors that were being attacked. And I need to just stop right here and remind you that we're in the year of the door. We're in the year of the door. Is Jewish year 5784 is the year of the door. And so there is a door of a new season, a door of a new age or a new time. I should say really season. It's not a new age, but it really is a new season of war in Israel. And so what I saw was an angel, and the angel spoke to me and told me that he was responsible for the gate that accessed Jerusalem in the spirit realm. So there are ancient gates. Remember, we read in the book of Psalms when it says, be lifted up, you gates, and be lifted up, you everlasting doors. There are doors and ancient gates over cities that access the unseen realm in that city. And so there's spiritual warfare going on, we know, in the second heaven that we cannot see, but it impacts what's going on in the natural realm. And so what the Lord showed me was there was a door handle. Listen to me. A door handle for the door over Jerusalem was broken. What does that represent? I'm going to say that again. In the spirit, on November 24th, 2022, the Lord showed me that a door handle was broken at the gate to Jerusalem in the unseen realm in the second heaven. And so what we need to do is begin to lean in on that. That's a critical piece to the dream. And it means that the normal mode of keeping that door secure had been compromised. That door no longer had the same level of security. That particular door was no longer able to ensure a seal with regard to the access into Jerusalem. And so there is then a compromising situation that could allow demonic oppression, demonic influence, spiritual wickedness in high places to attack and inflict issues on the people of Israel. And I knew this was to be the case. And I literally saw some doors were being left unoccupied as angels were leaving certain doors in the second heaven to go and deal with this broken handle at the gate of Jerusalem. Now, this might sound extraordinary or might maybe not even believable, but I'm just telling you what the Spirit of the Lord has shown me. And if you read particularly the book of Zechariah, if you read the book of Revelation, you understand that the second heaven is very much, it's a different world, and it has operations. It has principles, it has cities, it has territories, and there are specific spirits and angels that are engaged in warfare. They're engaged in work. They're engaged in kingdom activity in the second heaven. And so this is happening. The Lord was giving me a peek into what was happening, that the ancient gate at Jerusalem that had been compromised. So as I prayed into this particular dream, and I want you to hold on and stick with me here. As I prayed into this particular dream, it became apparent to me that there's a battle. There was a battle going on in the heavenlies over the access to Jerusalem, and that the Lord was showing me the spiritual root to why we were seeing more expansive terrorism in Israel. Remember, they had not seen terrorism at this level in several years, 6 and 7 years. They had not seen anything like this. People being killed by terrorists on Israeli soil. So the Lord was showing me this, and enemy armies flooding the gates of the city. And I saw angels taking guard and defending the cities to which they were assigned. And the battles, the Lord spoke this into my spirit, were waging hot and heavy, even in cities as they were on a battlefield. They were These battles were waging hot and heavy. And I knew it was a call to prayer, that people of God needed to be praying. And I issued this prayer alert. And I gave several examples of some of the things that were going on at that time. And I was encouraging people to understand that they needed to take heart and know that the Lord had the victory, but we needed to pray and do our part. And what I did see was a demonic lion-like spirit. This is very critical. I saw this demonic spirit. It was a lion, but it had some different features. It was much bigger than a lion. It was very fast. In fact, this lion was moving so quickly that when it moved, it was almost like it was transporting from place to place. But I could see a streak as it was moving in the second heaven, and it was devouring angels that were not strong enough to withstand this lion-like demonic spirit. And I knew it was metaphorical. This spirit probably doesn't look like a lion, but the Lord was showing me something in scripture. What do we hear about the enemy? That he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The Spirit of the Lord was showing me that this was an attack that was at a certain level of ferocity, that the enemy was going to wreak havoc. And so God does not want us to be unaware of the enemy's schemes. And this is why he unlocks and reveals these things to his people so that we can understand what's going on. That's really my goal on the forefront, is help you understand what's going on. So now that we can understand, we can pray with understanding. Listen, always pray in the spirit, but the Bible says that we should pray in the spirit and also with our understanding. We can actually pray and ask the Lord. As those who have dominion in the earth and authority in Christ Jesus, we have been given stewardship. We are to pray in accordance with the will of God to attack this particular lion in the spirit realm. Glory to God. Now, let me share with you what the Lord showed me and the prophetic word he gave me about Israel back in November. This is where God wants you to understand that there is a redemptive plan. You know, the Lord is a Lord of reconciliation. He has the ministry of reconciliation. The Lord wants none to perish. And the Lord has a very special plan for his people, Israel. He has a very special plan for those who are Jewish to come to the Messiah. Amen, somebody. There is a redemptive plan of God for Jerusalem. There's a redemptive plan of God for all of Israel. There's a redemptive plan of God for every Jew on the planet Earth, that they come to Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus came to the Jew and the Gentile. It was for the Jew and the Greek. Glory to God is what the writer Paul had to say about the gospel. That is a gospel that is without respecter of persons. It's everyone coming to Christ. Amen. And so you might even discern that tension in the spirit, that Jews are known by God, but they don't know God. And this is not to be offensive, but this is the truth, because the Lord is very, very interested in them knowing him. He's very interested in them experiencing salvation. God's desire is for his glory to cover the earth like the water covers the sea. And so his manifest glory inside of every vessel is his desire. You are a house of God. So are Jews. And he wants to fill their house with his Holy Spirit. And they have rejected him. This is something that we just have to establish before I get into the word of the Lord, that the Lord had me write down on November 23rd, 2022, that the Lord is concerned for Israel and the people to come to know him as the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and the Father as God of Jesus, the Father of Jesus, so that they may experience the salvation that was promised to them first. Remember, they were the ones who carried the word of God in the beginning. And so it behooves us to pray for their salvation. Paul wrote, and you can discern the tears that he was crying about his own people. He was experiencing such an inner conflict, ministering to Gentile nations, but wanting so much for his brethren. He was writing in the book of Romans how much he wanted his brethren and his sisters to know Jesus Christ. He had experienced the deception and the blindness himself and had been running roughshod on Christians, persecuting them because he thought that they were enemies of God when they were actually inheritors of the Spirit of God, and they were walking in the light of God and he had been walking in darkness. And so Paul encourages us to pray that they come out of blindness and into knowing Jesus Christ. that the gospel, the word of the Lord, the word of God will come to them and lift the veil that has caused them to be blind. You need to read Romans 6 and 7. It is such a powerful plea for us to not forget God's chosen people. Listen, it's not that we're less chosen. He just knew how he needed to get started. They were the first part of the leaven of the kingdom of God. And I don't want to get too much into this because I really want to read this to you, the word of the Lord. And this is a word that is sharp. Listen, I'm going to read to you what the Spirit of the Lord shared with me, and I'm preparing your heart to understand. This is why you should stick around. It's a sharp word because it's a word about God's heart for Israel to step out of waywardness and into his heart. What does war do? War brings you to a place of awareness of your humanity. War brings you to a place where you're more than likely to begin to take assessment for where you're going to end up when you're no longer on this earth. War also brings such intense consequences. It causes you to think in ways that are more urgent about your state of being. Am I where I am needing to be? It also opens you up to information that you might have otherwise rejected because you did not think that your life was on the line. And so God actually, if you look at scripture, he uses war to wake up his people when they what? Stepped out of his will. Babylon, listen, Egypt, all of them were tools of the Lord to bring his people into worship. They were tools of the Lord to remove idolatry. They were tools of the Lord to even reveal his anger and his wrath against sin, against people walking out of the way, people leaving him. He's a jealous God. So I'm setting the table here so that you can eat this word. I want you to eat it, and I want you to have confidence that it's the word of the Lord. And I want you to have confidence that as you pray according to this word, you're praying according to the will of God. Listen, God is severe. He's not cruel, but God is a severe God. God, remember, Phinehas had to stop a plague with a spear because the people had been complaining, and God released a plague and thousands of people died. Why? Because God knew that if he did not wake them up, the sin that was the real plague was going to kill every one of them, and they would never enter into the promised land. God knows exactly what we need, and it might seem harsh, but it's the chastening of a good father. We are his children, even when we don't know who we are. And Jews who have not come to the Messiah know they're his children. But the funny thing is they don't know their father. They don't know their brother Jesus. They don't know the redemptive plan of Jesus that has already come into the earth. And so they are blind, they are wayward, and they are prodigal. And God will bring war in situations such as this to wake up people to their humanity and their need for eternity. He has planted eternity in all of our hearts. So it's there, but he has to wake us up to it. And so that is part of the redemptive plan. So let me read to you what I wrote down November 23rd, 2022, to give you more context about what God is doing. This is how we are to pray. This is about salvation. This war between Hamas and Israel, which I believe is going to last quite some time, this is a war over souls. This is a war, listen, and not just Israel. Members of Hamas, a terrorist organization, are going to suffer losses for the same reason, so that they may cry out to God. They are crying out to Allah, a false God. And I'm not trying to offend anyone. What I'm saying is the scriptures say there's one God. Hear, O Israel, your God is one. That meant that he is one, meaning he is not disparate. He is unified. But it also means there's only one God. And there's only one God for you. The announcement to the people was there's only one God. There's only one God for you. And there's only one God ever. And his name is Jehovah. And so we need to have this heart as we listen to this word. God is so serious about everyone who's ever been born coming to Christ. Christ is the door. Amen. He's the door to salvation. He is the door to eternal life. He is the door to abundant life on earth. Without Christ, we are walking in death. Without Christ, we're walking dead people. And God reigns on the just and the unjust. He blesses all, but there's a blessing, an inheritance that we leave on the table when we don't come to Jesus. And so my appeal is to anyone who's a Jewish brother or sister is to search the scriptures and to begin to see how Jesus was prophesied throughout the body, throughout the Bible. He is the presence of God in the earth. He is the Ruach in the garden speaking to Adam and Eve. He's everywhere. And so this message, as all prophecy should be, is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I want to warn you, you've got to be careful about prophetic voices that are not promoting Jesus. Jesus is at the center of this ministry, and Jesus is at the center of what God is doing in Israel. So let us read. I'm going to read this. I discern my heart turned toward the Middle East. This was on November 23rd, 2022. And this was prior to reports of a certain attack that happened in Jerusalem. And the Spirit of the Lord gave me this word, transition. Transition. So here we are in the year of the door. That can represent what? Transition, moving from one place into another space through a door, right? A door represents a line of demarcation. It represents a line that when you cross the threshold, you're now entering in another, what? Another location, even in the spirit realm. And this is what I heard after I heard the word transition. The Lord was speaking to me about the transition that was about to transpire in the Middle East. And I want to say this to you. This word goes into the far future as well. It's not just going to talk about what we're dealing with right now and in the more immediate months and years. It's talking about actually how the Antichrist is going to take the throne and how what we're seeing right now is part of the timeline toward the mark of the beast and all of that. So I want to warn you that I'm not saying all of this stuff is going to happen right now, and I'll do my best to show you when we kind of take a leap into the not so immediate future and into the time of the great tribulation. So I heard the word transition, and this is what the Lord spoke to me. Things are changing in the Middle East, the whole region. More violence will erupt. Israel will return to violent extremes to protect herself. Terrorism will return. And I heard this is the beginning of sorrows. Those were the words of Jesus Christ. And he says, these are the last days. And he talked about the beginning of sorrows. And so this is scripture. Protecting Israel will become a major election issue in 2024. This is what the word of the Lord was. And it says it will boost Trump. It's all in the plan to create a less secure world. So we don't need to be so concerned when the world becomes less secure. This is part of God's plan. Remember, our security is in God. This is all in the plan to create a less secure world by violence, preventing violence. Violence will in fact beget violence. Peace will be impossible for a period of time. This is the word of the Lord. My people in Israel will know me, says the Lord, by any means necessary, even war. There will be no delaying my judgment. They will suffer for their wrongdoing. This is God talking about his people suffering for their wrongdoing. They will find rocks where there were harvests, but they will be mine, says the Lord. They are mine. War will ramp up the return of the Lord, because the people will begin to cry out again, not just Christians, but Jews. Jews will cry out for their Messiah. They will cry out for deliverance, and he will answer, not when they want, but according to his divine will and power. There will be a return to bondage, says the Lord. The world will turn itself against Israel. Now we're entering into the distant future. Distant future. This is what these people are going to be saying to Israel in the distant future. So we're on a timeline where we're going to leap from where we are now, which is part of the preparation for a much more intense season of time where Israel is going to be the bane of the world. Listen to what they're going to say to Israel. How dare you, they will ask. How dare you demand from us? They're talking about demanding protection. We should make demands from you, is what these nations are going to say to Israel. They will require Israel to bow to nations. So now we're going into the great tribulation period. America will be in league with the world. They will be afraid of insecurity. Security will be a buzzword. The world will seek security from a man, and he will arise quietly, but with a vengeance and hatred and a putrid heart, says the Lord. He will set up the abomination of desolation in the holy place. He will desecrate the temple. He will end the daily sacrifices. He will bow to no man. He will fear no man. He will serve no man. So now we know this is in the distant future because it's after the rebuilding of the temple on the Temple Mount. There will be a new temple. Don't forget this. There will be a new temple, but the abomination of desolation will be in the holy place. It will be set there by the Antichrist. Come on. But they will cry out for security, and security will come from massacres of Christians and Jews. I'm going to read that again. This is the Great Tribulation. Security will come from massacres of Christians and Jews. This will cause people to feel secure because Christians and Jews are going to be viewed as terrorists because we're going to stand on the word of God. Now, this is generations in the future. Kill them, kill them. Kill their God, they cry. Kill them. They want blood. The blood of the Christians who won't bow to the beast. The people who threaten all security will be their downfall. They will be the stumbling block of nations. They will have the rod and the staff. It's talking about believers. They will have the rod and the staff of nations. They will lead nations to ruin and then to light. They will redeem the world with him. And they will reap with him. They will separate the sheep from the goats. The Lord is with them. He shines on them and they ride on white horses with the angels. Let his kingdom come. The spirit and the bride say, come. The time is not yet, but it is close. Tell my people, says the Lord, I come quickly. We need this word. We need to understand the times and the seasons and what it is we need to do. We need to turn our hearts toward the Lord and turn our hearts toward Jerusalem and pray. May they prosper who love you, those who love Jerusalem. God is bringing us to a place of intercession for our brothers and sisters who are still looking for their Messiah, the Messiah that we know. And Revelation 22 and 20 is what was referred to there. When he says, I come quickly. He who testifies to these things, meaning the book of Revelation, says, surely I am coming quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. We have hope. We have a living hope. His name is Jesus Christ. This is a sharp word from God. God is concerned about the wrong that has been done. They have been walking wayward of the Messiah. And he wants desperately, this is what we cannot underestimate, how desperate the Lord is for Israel to know him. How desperate the Lord is for the original carriers of his glory to come into knowing him. We need to pray for his heart for Jerusalem. We need to understand just how, we won't get the full picture, but we need an impartation of God's desperate love and desperate delight for Israel. And we will through war. This is going to wake up believers in Jesus to their need to love and protect Israel. And the world is eventually going to turn its back. And remember, the Spirit of the Lord shared with me in November 23rd, 2022, that this is going to be an election issue in 2024. And here we are. Here we are. This is the word of the Lord. So, I pray that you might even rewind and read this back or play this back, but know that God is saying, I come quickly. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Turn your heart toward the Lord. This is what the writer said in Psalms. He says, I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. Listen, your help's not coming from the mountain. Mountains represent worship. Mountains are places where idolatry was happening. And the mountain of David is where the Ark of the Covenant was. And so we understand that mountains represent worship, but God wants you to know him. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. It's not just from a physical location. Our help is Jesus. Jesus is help in times of trouble. He's a very present help in trouble. This is the word of the Lord. We need to know him as the very present help. He could have just said, I am present. He said, no, I am very present, meaning I am here and I'm not going anywhere. I am discernibly present. Will you know that I'm here? Will you lean in and listen to my heartbeat? Will you ask me questions? Will you search for me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart? He is asking his people to seek him out about how to pray, how to seek God for Israel and Jerusalem in peace, and to pray for those who are attacking Israel to come into the knowledge of God as well. We certainly want Israel's enemies to be vanquished, because that's the desire of God, but we don't want them to be outside of God's will. We want everyone to come to Jesus. Somebody needs to say amen. I'm praying now in the name of Jesus, and I sense this in the spirit. I pray for missionaries to invade the Gaza Strip. God, I pray for missionaries to invade Iran, which is where we're seeing one of the greatest revivals on the planet right now, an awakening in Iran. Come on. God, I pray for missionaries to invade all over Israel and in Ashkelon, where they've seen so much death, God, and destruction. God, even in some of the other cities that are border towns, God, we pray for the missionaries to go to the battle zone and bring the gospel. Oh, somebody needs to pray for laborers into the harvest. I'm hearing you. God wants you to pray for missionaries to invade the battle zone. God wants you to pray for missionaries to wake up and hear the voice of God saying, I'm sending you. Who can we send? Somebody's going to raise their hand and say, send me. And they're going to go into the battle zone and they're going to minister. God, I pray for the Red Cross to carry the cross, to carry the cross. Don't just do good works. I pray that they will preach Jesus. Doctors Without Borders, I pray if they go, that they will preach Jesus, that the gospel will be preached. Hallelujah. With signs and wonders following, healing, demonic spirits cast out. God, I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to invade the Gaza Strip, to invade Hamas, God. I even pray that this war comes to an end, because there is an awakening in Hamas, that the only way they're going to get what they're looking for is peace through Jesus Christ. God, I pray for that with the faith that I have in you. We thank you for this word, God. We praise God for your word. Your word is right, and all of your works are done in truth. May we know the truth, and may the truth set us free. May Israel know the truth, and may the truth set them free. May Hamas know the truth, and may the truth set them free. May Iran and Saudi Arabia and Jordan, hallelujah, and all of the Muslim world know the truth, and may the truth set them free. This is the plan of God for humanity, to be free indeed in Christ. This is the gospel. We bless you, Lord, for this time together. And I pray, God, that every person that needs to hear this, particularly intercessors, those standing in the gap, will hear this word and go to war in the spirit. We thank you for this, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, want to see you here tomorrow morning, if the Lord is willing, with another word of the day. I encourage you to share this with those who you know have a heart for Israel, so that they can get the contextual understanding of how this fits into the grandiose plan of redemption and the grandiose plan of Jesus' return. And how it is that we're supposed to stand in the gap right now for God to wake up those who are in Israel and even those who are in Hamas. Oh, we thank you, God, for your perfect will, your manifold wisdom. He is the spirit of wisdom. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's the spirit of understanding. God, we thank you for this. Until we see each other, be blessed. Bye-bye.